So do you don't believe in any traditional role, any like that's what I'm saying, because the reason why
am not traditional. I am not. So
I think you are
that's why I
traditional.
told you
I think you are
I'm very
traditional at the same
interested.
point, because not being traditional, that's the reason why society is getting destroyed today.
You believe so?
Yes,
I
because
mean,
there
do we
is
have time to get into that? Because I would
I
love
don't
to
know.
hear.
Oh,
We don't.
okay. I can actually break it down. It's
Yeah.
because we don't have no limit anymore.
Okay.
When is something is traditional, there is a structure, all right? Everything is organized. Everybody know the rule, what they have to play. So we're not really going outside the box or whatever. But when we don't focus on what is traditional, we just live like in the jungle. You just decide to live whatever you want to live. One day you're gonna wake up, be like, okay, I'm this person. I want to do this. I want to live my life this way. That's the reason why things are so confused today. We live in a society where, I don't want to go deeper, you know exactly what I mean. Things are just, and a man's the sometimes women want men to be men, but men don't want to be men anymore. Like, it's just crazy. Like, you want to be a dad, dad is not at home anymore. You got a lot of single men. Why? Because men, they don't want to step up and be there for the family because they believe they should be another way. And people don't even know the meaning of being together or relationship anymore because everything is changing so much. We don't have anything to stand for. That's the reason why when I say tradition, I don't mean it like in a very old way of our grandfather. No, I just mean it like in a
You
formal
need
way of
structure.
we need to have a structure, and we live in a society. There is no more structure. I don't see what kind of structure you're talking about. There is no structure. I'm talking to you today. Tomorrow, you can't come back and tell me like, okay, you know what? I'm a mouse now. Like, just call me mouse. I'll be like, okay. Or you can't tell me like whatever. You just anything can change at any time. Or not in that sense, but just like we are coming to the point where we have to go back. We have to reset our society. Or I don't know where we're going.
Okay, I have a question. I
Yeah.
know you're the host, but my question is, did that structure that you mentioned earlier, did it work before?
Yes, it
How?
works before.
How?
Okay, it depends on what it worked before in terms of family.
Okay. But how,
Family.
what was the quality of the family?
The quality of family was okay. Just compare today, the kids today and the kids of yesterday. Why do people complain too much about the kids today? Because society is giving kids too much power over parents. Parent can you cannot even talk to your own kids. You cannot even say certain things to your own kids because the government have to tell you how you need to raise your kids, how you shouldn't talk to your kids, things that you shouldn't do. They have so much power where kids are using that against the parent now. That's the reason why kids today they have so much power, and power cannot even control their own kids.
Give me an example of that, because I'm trying to kind of
Okay,
sift
the
through.
example of that, even in America, even in the UK as well, and when it comes to education here, and it's like here today, the parent, if you talk to your kids certain way, they're gonna go there and say this, or even like kids are allowed to I don't really know if you wanna go to I'm trying to be correct as I can. I
No,
mean
I
like
want you to be genuine, be authentic.
okay, I think
Say your thoughts.
it's in a way where we us as a parent, we're actually losing our right to our own children by the way we raise our own children. Things that they are learning in school, we used to send them in school before based on the traditional way of school was when you go to school, you learn about math, history, and you come back. But now it's different. They are putting a
What, how
lot
is
of,
it now? How
now
is it
it's
now?
like they're teaching kids about gender, right? They're teaching, especially our history about Black history. They don't really tell the truth about our history as well. They're teaching kids about different way of to see society, especially the whole gender thing, the way you actually see your parent, like you are able to become who you want to be. Your parent have really no say when it comes to your education and things like that. So we, and that is actually creating a new type of society today, where parents, they have no control. But that's just when it comes to kids. When it comes to relationship as well, the fact there is no more structure in a way where a man should actually provide for his family, just be more being a father for his kid, for his children. Society today is actually making men, making actually giving more, I think, more power maybe to women to be like single mom. They're having more opportunity as being a single mom, especially in Europe as well. That's why you see a lot of single mom here. And the system is giving more power to women as well, and less to men. Even the way they are doing this thing about the child support in America is actually making men's like being more scared of even like to date women, because they see women more like people are just there to try to sleep with you to get the money and to have the child support. If you cannot pay, they send you to jail. So there is a lot of things actually changing, just the structure of the family, you know.
Okay.
And us, even as Black people today, if it's the one of the biggest issue that we have today in our society is because Black family is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Most father are not there to raise the kids. Mother and actually, I mean, left.
Wouldn't you say that started before?
What?
Wouldn't you say that started before the broken families in terms of?
It started before with our community, not other people. Other people family always been fine.
Okay.
Our community, it was destroyed because, of course, they was do that in purpose, as you know, like people, you know.
Yeah.
Back in the racism time, people used to like hate Black people. They have to break the families because they want the family, one is the structure. Everybody, you know, we're going to grow, we're going to be like better people. The reason why they was letting our family be broken is because they want us as Black people to fail, to not really go far in society. But today things is changing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back to like country like Jamaica, Africa, the kids are still, now they change it, but they're still on that traditional way. That's why when you see kids, they're more polite, they respect adults, you know, like things like that. But when you see here, society, things are changing. There is no more respect for all the people. They just like, we live like in the jungle right now. Even if you go to Jamaica and Africa, things are becoming like here because we're trying to copy the way of people living here. So they're just becoming a mess. That's the reason why I'm saying the fact we are going away from our traditional way of living, we are just destroying our society. And then that's what I'm trying to say, if I have to try to be as clean as I can.
Politically correct?
Yes.
We don't do PC here. We just speak.
Yes. I don't know.
The intention is never to harm anybody.
No, I'm not trying to harm anybody, but just like, this is another problem as well. Yeah, it's just that because I feel like a lot of people start waking up now because people feel like they want to go back because we are going too far as people. That's what I believe.
I hear everything that you're saying. I do believe.
And most people told me before I finish, most people told me today, one of the most scariest place for kids is school.
Yeah. Even in the UK or in Europe?
Of course, even in the UK as well. And even in America, I have a lot of parents. I have one episode with one teacher. She told me she resigned about whatever she sees in school because the school system have changed so much. Even in the UK, there's a lot of people start actually doing like homeschool for the children because they feel like they don't trust school anymore.
Yeah. I heard everything that you're saying, and I also heard what you're not saying. Because even when you mentioned how it was before traditionally, when I asked you if it worked, your answer was blatantly yes, right? If memory serves me correct. And then you went in to say why what's happening right now isn't working. And from what I'm hearing, I don't believe that either of them are working, right? So I'm not all for this and for or not for this. I truly believe that just as how if you're being an innovator and you're creating something, you kind of have to work, you know, work things out. You have to test things. And I think we're just in a testing period and things are just really on a spectrum. And I think maybe what's happening, based on what you're saying, is that we've swayed way too left or too right, depending on how you look at it, in terms of having structure versus not having structure. So right now you're saying that we don't have any structure at all.
Yeah, I think what I'm saying, like, we don't have no structure and then we don't allow people to
just do whatever they want to do.
No, we allow people to do whatever they want to do, just if you go in a sense of being progressive.
Mm-hmm. So we're too progressive versus before we were just traditional. And I think we were really too traditional. So I think you're saying essentially for it to work, Do you want it to go back to tradition, or do you want it to be a mixture of both?
I think I don't mind, because I think I'm more like, I'm not very traditional as you think I am. I'm more in a way where I want things to be just like in the middle, where people can actually be traditional or people can actually be progressive.
But yes, so it's a mixture,
force,
really.
Yeah, but to not to force any way of living. Like when I'm talking to school, the reason why I talk to school is because school is, in school, they don't choosing anything. They're just pushing.
Yeah.
And then us as parents, we don't have no say. And it's scary because you have no control of whatever is happening.
Yeah.
Education is very, is key to many things. And it's like, we see a lot of protests in the UK here, parent protesting, removing, yeah, you know, kids from school. It's very happening. Even in America as well, there's a, yeah, lot of things, you know, it's just because it's just becoming too much.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like even with that, the point of school, you mentioned that before we were all just doing math, English and science, and we still didn't have any control over what we were learning then. So I'm asking now, why is it such a big deal that they're now forcing us in the same way that they were forcing us before to do gender or whatever it is? Because clearly I'm not in school, so I don't know what the curriculum looks like. But it's in a sense, they are dictating still what the children are learning. So what is the sticking point?
The sticking point is to actually switch, like switch society, shift society. The way you can shift society is to start with children. The same way as today, us as Black people,
yeah,
we having this trauma is because, like, I never been a slave. You never been a slave. We never really lived that time. But why till now, 2022, we still talking about it? Why we still have that trauma? Because, like,
intergenerational.
That's what I'm saying. It's all like back in the day, they throw us, even the version that they give us in school, they make people feel like, when they give you information, why a lot of people live in America, they feel like we were a slave, like we was just slave, you know what I mean? That's, mm-hmm, what they used to think. So when you have that as a young age, what do you think today when we talk about this cartoon, where they're gonna have a black girl in a cartoon, right? What do you think?
Oh, you're talking about Ariel?
Yeah, what do you think is such a controversy? What do you think is such a big thing? It's because it matters when you are a child, whatever you see on TV, that's why you describe yourself. When you don't see yourself that way, you're, ooh, always going to feel smaller. That's the reason why there's a search in general. That's the reason people on the internet, they actually go over that. It was like, okay, people was like emotional, crying, whatever. I understand.
You're telling that, I missed the whole thing.
Trust me. But the thing is, the reason why even a lot of Black girls, I say, yo, you know, I can't see a princess that looks like me or whatever, because, mm-hmm, it's good because we grew up in a time where they used to show like just like kids, Black kid, they used to play with like toys, like white
dolls, those
skinny and everything. That was the image that, you know, and when you grew up, for you the perfect image is like a skinny white girl with a long hair, whatever. And when you see your hair, you just want to straighten your hair.
Yeah.
And it starts in a young age, and this is the reason why even now, whatever they put in school in a young age is gonna have an impact to them as an adult.
Oh yeah.
And that's the reason why people like myself, who are very traditional, we cannot take those things because we know the impact, the long term, how is it going to be for tomorrow?
Okay. So how do you suggest that we curtail that in terms of education?
Education.
You know, what are some of the things that you think?
I believe school should just be about school. It should be just be like school. You don't have to include the religion, any even religion. I'm a Christian, but I don't feel like we have to include the religion in school as well, because kids they go to school to just like, and we just have to go there for school, because we live in a society, people are so different. You have Muslim, you have Christian, and other people. You just have two different type of people. We have to respect each other faith, because when the faith come with lifestyle as well, you cannot just force a lifestyle of people, or they just change the way school are. They have to let a parent have control of the content that they actually give to the kids. And a lot of parents today, they're having that issue. People know, a lot of people don't care, because sometimes those people don't have kids or whatever, they don't really see it that way. Yeah. But if you have value for yourself, because like yourself, you have some value. When you have kids in your house, you're going to have some structure, right? But if you feel like you are sending your kids in an environment that you don't feel is safe for them, And this is where we're actually getting.
Okay.
And it's,
I understand,
it's like,
though.
It's hurting a lot of people. And it's not like people hate it. Just like, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I hear.
Are, yeah,
I hear
school,
what you're saying, for
just
sure.
school is just becoming more political. It's not just about gender. It's a lot of many
A lot
things
of
as
other
well.
things.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
just yeah, that's what
Yeah.
I was gonna say. I don't know if I was clear enough.
No, you are clear, because and that's the reason that I asked the questions, because I was one trying to get an understanding from your perspective as to why this is such a thing, and that's why I asked the clarifying questions.
Is a thing, because I care about, I mean, for me, I care about children a lot, and I care about, yeah, children and society. I feel like I believe we have to stand, you have to stand as a human being, you have to stand for what you believe. For me, that's
Yeah.
what I stand for. I respect everybody that stands for what they believe. No matter
Yeah.
what you believe, you have to stand for it. You don't have to let anybody force you to stand for something that you don't stand for. And
Yeah.
when you feel like there's so much pressure on things, I'm against it. And that's the reason why it's very hard for us as society to have this kind of conversation, because
Yeah.
we just want things to go in one way.
Yeah, and that's actually very true. It brings up a valid point in terms of we are individuals. So yes, and it's how I live my life, and I think I had touched on it in our last interview, is I know that society exists, and I know that this reality exists, but I've somewhat separated myself in terms of how I think, how I act, how I show up. If you stand in who you are, yes, society still exists, but you pick and choose what applies to
You
you
know what?
as an individual.
It's true what you're saying, but remember one thing. You are built for it. You have a journey. You're
Yeah.
strong. You know how to protect yourself. But when you have children, it's not the same. You still have to expose them out there. You
You're
get.
that's a point. I don't have the experience to tell you
Yeah,
whether or
like
not
me,
that's
I don't
true or
care.
not.
Like me today, I'm built for it. Whatever come,
Yeah.
I'm ready. Like,
You're
I don't
ready.
care. You know what I mean? I don't care. Like, whatever happened, I'm ready, like, for anything, because I'm built, I'm
Yeah.
strong, I have my foundation, right? But
Yeah.
when you have children, it's different, because you have to let them out there. And then
Yeah.
sometimes you, as a parent, you have to make sure whatever you send them is somewhere safe for them. The
And
fact, yeah.
that's a valid point. It's choosing what you want to expose them to, but you also want, don't you also want to prepare them for the real world? Because the real world isn't just the world that you've created for them.
Yes, I
Because even
agree.
if you've given them the foundation, the tools, they're not going to just only interact with people that are like them, that are like you. They're going to also interact with other individuals that see things probably the opposite way of how they see it. I think what's important is to, one, instill in them, how do I say this? Instill in them things, values that allow them to respect other people, right? It's not going out and also respecting themselves. It's not going out because society says this, that means that you need to adapt, you need to adjust. Is once you have raised them, nurtured them to be who they are with whatever it is that they need for their journey, it's not going to be perfect. There are going to be moments that they stumble, because this world is hard to live in, because the majority is very loud, right?
Yes.
The majority is very loud, and the minority, while we are speaking, we're not as loud as the majority. And if the majority is so loud, sometimes it drowns out what we're saying, but the people who want to hear what the minority has to say will hear. They
Yes.
will hear. So it's not being quiet and feeling like, oh, you don't have a voice. You still have a voice. It's just being mindful of the environment that you are exposing yourself to and still living, because we want to live, right? We don't want to just always be cloaked up or hiding or, playing it safe, because
Argument
in
man was
playing it
here.
safe, you're not living.
Yeah, I mean, it's true what you're saying. It makes sense. But I think one other thing as well, I think we just have to change the way we communicate with children.
Very true. Very true.
We cannot communicate with children that we used to do, like back in the day. You know how the way our parents used to be with us, right? We can't do
Oh,
that anymore.
man up. Man up.
Not even that,
No.
not even that sense, in a way of saying, like, okay, you know what, they're just children, they're gonna grow up, find things. But now you
No.
need to
No.
talk. It's very hard, because you have to talk to children about
You have
certain
to.
things,
Yeah.
like for adult, like you need to, like, sex or whatever. You have to talk to them about it in a young age. That's the thing. You have to do that in a very young age, not the age like in a young
wait
age.
Wait until
You have to do
they're older.
You can't
that's,
wait
that's a
anymore.
very valid point. It
And,
is
I think
valid.
that's the challenge that we have today as a parent. It is very. Yesterday we didn't do those things. Be like we didn't need it. They're just gonna go then and just learn, and you know, and
Yeah.
the time gonna come. But now you cannot do that anymore because you have to. And this
Yeah,
is one
because
of
if
the.
you're not talking to them, somebody else is talking to
It's
them,
the
and
same
they're
thing when
probably
we
not
talk
giving
about.
them the correct information.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing when we talk about drug, you know, crime on the street. You have to talk to the kids about this. You know, like my son, I was telling him about the whatever happened in the street, telling him
Yeah.
about the gang. You know, I gotta explain to him because he's a boy. I have to tell him, listen, man, this is how it goes. You know, I even tell him like when something happened on the street with your friend. If somebody's doing something to them, if it's not your problem, you don't have to go there trying to talk to people. That's why you create like enemy. People will come after you. Don't even attack anybody. Don't when people don't attack you, you don't
Yeah.
ever get scared of anybody.
How old is he?
He's 10.
10.
So it's like I have to teach him those things, right? But he's still young. But when I was young, people wouldn't tell me those things at 10. I was just playing outside, you know, just coming home to have a shower
Yeah.
and just, you know, but society is changing.
Yeah.
Where I live here, a 10 years old actually killed somebody.
Really?
Yes, killed somebody.
Wow.
10 years old to kill like a 19 years old.
Wow.
So how are you gonna treat your child like a baby?
Yeah, I know I understand because before I was ready to share with you that there sometimes you also have to be mindful that you're not oversharing because say it's a
Yeah.
situation they've never experienced, then what's the point of, or I won't say experience, they're not even aware of. What's the point of one wiring their mind to be prepared for something that may
Because
never happen?
remember, we have social media.
Yeah.
Everything is out there. They have friends, they share. Something happened behind her school, somebody get killed. Of course, they're gonna share it on social media. Tomorrow they're gonna talk about it in school. But if he's not prepared mentally, he might show. I don't know what's gonna happen, but just like. But that's just one thing. It's easy to talk about street life to the kids, whatever.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to like sexuality or religion is different because, you know, we religion, that part, yeah, we stand for whatever we stand for. But then
Yeah.
again, when it comes to all the stuff as all the subject, like gender, yeah, we can deal with that as well. But it's just like parent, just when my son was younger, when he went to school, there was like, this is off topic, but yeah. Even this, I had to control the book that I was giving them.
Okay.
There was some book where he was reading. It was like grooming the kids. He was like a fat, big guy, like playing with like little kids' underwear, something like that. But you can see that it's written in a funny way. But when you see it, you know, like this is not right.
Okay,
So
gotcha.
it's like this is the kind of thing that we kind of like. Dealing with if like in school today we have pedophile, we have a lot of things happening. Like societies, when I say society is moving crazy, I'm not just talking about whatever. If it's just like in a creepy way as well, we have a lot of things happen, and many
Yeah.
people are aware of that because if somebody don't have like somebody who is like a drug addict, you don't really gonna know a lot about drugs. If someone don't have kids, not really gonna know anything about kids. It's like today, if I don't have no kids, I don't really was really not gonna care too much about it. It's just like
Yeah.
it just things like. A lot of parents, and
Yeah.
it's just going, you know, it's just becoming too much. And that's why I
Yeah.
feel like even when you talk about relationship, women today, they need men in their life, but men, they don't want to be men anymore. And we just don't have no structure anymore. Everybody just want to live their life the way they want to do it. And then at the end of the day, everybody's sad. And everybody, most women going to talk to women today, she'd be like, oh, you know what? I wish I have like a man in my life, whatever, whatever. That's what we want at the end. But that's the issue, and that's the reason why I believe we need a structure. I think I don't see we need a structure. People need to stick to certain things.
Yeah. What I'm hearing, and I'm gonna go back to even with the education and so forth. What I'm hearing is creating a safe space for your child to either even come to you if they have questions, and at the same time also creating a safe space where you can go to them with certain information. And it's a collaboration because I don't think people understand that having kids is really a collaboration. They're teaching you things and you're teaching them things. So I think it's important as parents to to create that safe space where your child can come to you and you can go to them without judgment, without feel like
there's disappointment. I think that's the only way we can actually deal with what is happening right now.
Yeah. And it's creating that for them and you, and them also creating it for you as well, because you're two individuals, they have their own world, you have your own world, mommy has her own world. It's creating that space where you can have those meaningful conversations without having to feel like you're being judged, either party's feeling like they're judged.
Mm.
And then to add to the structure, from what I was hearing before, it's not just structure. Within that structure is also allowing people to have their individuality.
Yes, you know, definitely,
figuring
definitely.
Out yeah. who they are, what works for them, what their core values are, and finding people, collaborating with people that match that. Because if you have your core goals, your core values of, say for me, I know authenticity, connection, those things are important to me. And I meet somebody that the only thing that's important to them is something that really opposes my core values, then it works against me. And I also work against them. And that's where the rift comes in, is when we're fighting over not, we think it's probably the dishes, or we think it's, oh, how many kids we have, when truth is beneath that, there are core values that just don't match. And it's being mindful and being very intentional about the people that we're connecting with, the people that we're having sex with, the people that we're having children with, because it really starts from there. Because once the children are here, you are who you are already, right? And to navigate that is really hard, especially if both individuals have work to do. And now you're mixing a kid all up in that, and they are learning all through that mess.
Yeah. I totally agree with what you're saying. I agree. I understand exactly what you say. Sorry, I think I just, like, we mix a lot of things together.
Yeah, we did, and that's okay.
Everybody, I'm gonna cut this, but I'll spread the interview around. Yeah.